chapter 5 and verse 18. And I'm not going to call this preaching tonight, but it's more of teaching. It's Wednesday night Bible study. So we're just going to talk about a couple of things tonight. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. I'm going to go ahead and give you my title, Living the Good Life, Holy Ghost Filled. Amen? Living the Good Life, Holy Ghost Filled. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. But be filled with the Spirit. Amen. We should not be drinking to where we get drunk as far as alcohol or wine. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, we can get drunk and get slain in the Spirit. We can act wild. We can be stupid. You can call me crazy. Whatever. Because when it comes to the Holy Ghost, I'm all in it. I'm all for it. I want to be drunk in the Holy Ghost. How about you? I want to be Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray and let's ask God to have His way in this service. God, I ask You in the name of Jesus that You would touch us tonight, Lord God. Encourage us tonight, Jesus. God, and get us to where You want us to be in Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we're seated. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Have you ever been around people that are drunk? I'm sure, now, us as being Christians, we wouldn't want to do that nowadays, but put yourself in a bad, situation, a bad influence. But in the past, I'm sure some of you have been around people who have been, they kind of act a little crazy and act a little stupid. And there's just something about that is that they love everybody. They're very vocal. Oh, man, I love you. I love you. They're just crazy. And they're not ashamed of it. They're not ashamed of it. Because they get that way because they want to get that way. Amen? When they start drinking, it's just like a thing. They got one point. They got one motive, and it's to get drunk. To get, slain, to get busted, whatever. Why can't we be like that? We can be like that about the Holy Ghost. We have it in our mind. We have to have it in our heart. We have to have it in our spirit. And we have to have a made up mind that we are going to be Holy Ghost filled and drunk in the Spirit. We're going to live the good life, Holy Ghost filled. Hallelujah. There was this man. He got a new car. He'd saved for it, saved a couple of months, a couple of years. So he buys the car. He has it delivered to his home. Then he has it parked in his driveway. And every day he goes out, washes the car, wet stuff, calls his friends on the phone. Hey, man, come by and look at my car. Shows his car to all of his friends and stuff. Sometimes he even goes out in the afternoons and sits in his car. He's just, man, it's a nice car. What's just bad it is he don't know how to start it up. He don't know how to use the car. So everywhere that he goes, he has to push the car around. Kind of a crazy story, but sometimes that's how we are about the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Ghost. We come in church and we fired up, we get all bubbled up, just like we're washing it. But then we don't know exactly how the Holy Ghost. We don't know how to take it to the world and use it against Satan. We have to learn how to, because you shall receive power. We have the power. We just have to be able to use that power. Tonight, hopefully, we're going to talk about this and learn how to use that Holy Ghost, to use that fire. Being Spirit-filled is a constant battle. Amen? It's an everyday struggle, Brother Neil. Every day, you got to fight. You got to fight the flesh. If you're married, you got to fight your spouse. If you're not married, you got to, you're fighting somebody, right? Your boss at work, your school teachers, your principal, your counselor, sometimes your doctors. You're fighting somebody. And Satan knows. Satan knows our weaknesses, church. He knows the thing that triggers us to start thinking about other things. And then we get on the phone and we say, hey, did you know about this? And then once we speak it, then he takes it and runs with it, and then, man, you're in trouble then. That's why we have to be careful. Amen? We have got to be careful. But if you live that Holy Ghost life, if you live in that, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says that if you walk in the Spirit, you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit constantly, if we're always got that Holy Ghost inside of us and we use it like we know that we should, we're not going to trip and fall. We're not going to go to the left or to the right, but we're going to stay in the right direction. Psalms chapter 119 and verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. We have to read our word. We have to put the word of God inside of us. Amen? Hallelujah. If you and I are going to experience the fullness of the Christian life, then we're going to learn how to live it Holy Ghost filled. It isn't enough just for us to be saved. When you receive the Holy Ghost and you baptize in Jesus' name, you're saved. But you can't just end it right there. You can't just stop. You know, okay, I've received the Holy Ghost. But you have to use that every single day. You have to go about your daily routine and use that Holy Ghost. Amen? That will only get you to heaven, but unless we live that Spirit-filled life, then we're going to have a rough road down here on this earth. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. This verse is it gives us Christians a command. It says to be filled with the Spirit. Too many read these words, well, the Bible says that you ought not drink. And the Bible does talk about that. But it says much, much more, that we should be filled with the Holy Ghost. Coming down here and speaking in tongues, church, is not what it's all about. That's the infilling of the Holy Ghost, but then you take that and then you run with it and you allow God to use you in other ways. You allow God to use you whatever the way that he wants us to be used. Ephesians 5 and 18, it tells us not to be under the influence of alcohol, but rather the influence of the Holy Ghost. Reasons for being filled with the Spirit. Obedience to God. Obedience to God. It is a commandment. It's not a suggestion. Did anybody see a box out here when you walked in the door and it said in there, suggestion box? There's not a suggestion box out there, right? So the Word of God, we have to take the Word of God for what it is, right? We can't change the Word of God. Whenever He says something in His Word, or whenever He gives something to somebody to write in the Word of God, we cannot change it. We can't just say, oh, well, you know, I choose not to take that, or I choose not to have that a part of my life, but we have to be obedient to God. Being Spirit-filled is not the privilege of a few, but it commands for all of us. Not only us in this church, but for all, for everybody. It is not a unnormal situation that should happen in a Christian's life. But it is a normal experience that should be happening. Next is obligation to the Lord. We have an obligation to the Lord. Not only do we owe the Lord our obedience in this matter of being Spirit-filled, we also have an obligation to Him. We are obligated to the Lord in every area of our lives. When you wake up in the morning, did you wake up just because? No. God gave you that extra breath. God gave you that extra day. When your kids wake up, did they just happen to wake up? No. God gives us that. God gives us that. We are obligated to the Lord to serve Him. This life is not about us. We can't just go on doing our daily routine and not ever taking time to pray. It's hard. It's hard to just take time. You know, everybody is just so busy nowadays. doing this and that, just going on about their day, but we have to take time out for God. We must strive in everything we can for Him to help us to be Spirit-filled in our life. Notice several areas where it is especially important to be Spirit-filled. In your worship life, when you come to church and you start worshiping, it's important for us to be Spirit-filled. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. How many of y'all have ever heard have a song, have a smile on your face and a song in your heart? That's what I tell all the guys at work. Hey man, how you doing today? Hey man, put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Come on. This is the day that the Lord has made. We need to have a song in our heart. We need to be singing the melody in our heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To experience true worship, we must be sensitive to God. We must be sensitive to His Spirit and let Him control our life. John chapter 4 and verse 24. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We have to be sensitive. Another area that is important to have the Holy Ghost, and married people can say amen, is in your marriage. It is so important. I don't know how people in the world live without wanting to choke their spouse. Amen. I'm not saying anything bad about my wife because I love her to death, but we have our issues just like everybody else. But if we didn't have God in our life, if we didn't have the Holy Ghost, each other, and if we weren't living for God, man, there's no telling where we would be. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22. I'm getting myself in trouble, huh? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. The wife is to submit herself unto the husband as unto the Lord. The husband is to love his wife as if he were Christ loving the church. Neither the husband nor the wife can fulfill these duties without having the Holy Ghost, without being Spirit-filled. And then if you aren't doing what you're supposed to do, parents, then it's hard for your children to obey you. It's hard for your children to respect the mom or the dad or respect authority in their life. Until this happens, the home is going to be unbalanced. Until you submit yourselves unto your husband. And I'm not up here trying to say, you know, wives, you need to do this. I'm just reading the Word of God, amen? But we need to understand how important it is for husbands to love your wives. Amen. I know it's not good to be running around on your wife and doing all these other things, but we need to love our wives just as Christ loved the church. Once this happens, then our children will see this. And Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The children will start following after you guys if y'all just allow the Holy Ghost to move through your marriage and through your home. Another area where the Holy Ghost is important is on your job, your work life. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5 talks about that we are to do a good job as if we were working directly for the Lord. Amen. If Jesus was your boss, Brother Ward, say that you worked over here at Red Dot, and Jesus was your boss, how would you work? And you'd be down there getting after it, wouldn't you? Amen? Any of us here tonight, we would be getting after it if Jesus was our boss. Well, why can't we just act like that we work for Jesus? Because pretty much we do, right? I mean, he gives us whatever we need. He gives us whatever we need in our life. Amen. But if we will not be lazy or slow or critical or dishonest, but versus be honest and be careful, be punctual, be trustworthy, be hardworking, we need more Holy Ghost filled people on the job. Amen. We need to be mindful of what God has given us, and God has given us a job. A lot of people in here have jobs. It's important that we do a good job, because you are representing the church, you're representing the Pentecostal organization, and you're representing God. Amen. Hey, you know, I'm a Christian, Holy Ghost, and then you do a job, you know, you're always late for work, thinking, man, you know, and it puts a bad influence on me when they hear I'm Pentecostal, and they're like, man, you're part of that? Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. You know, then I have to come up with some excuse, you know, and all this. But it's important that we do a good job when we have a job. We work hard. Another way that being Holy Ghost filled can help you is your war life, your fighting life. The only hope we have of succeeding in this life is to war in the Spirit. We have to war in the Spirit. Satan is after our home, he's after our family, our marriage, our faith, our happiness, our health. Amen. Brother Neil, Brother Robbie Morris, Sister Covey. And we've had several people that Satan is after. Satan is trying to destroy our church, because he knows that we're going somewhere, that we're moving, that we're having revival, that we're getting excited about the Holy Ghost, that we're getting excited about church. Amen. We need to fight back. We need to be looking at him in the eyes and saying, Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we have to be fighting in the Spirit. Our only hope is to be Spirit-filled. The next way Holy Ghost can affect us is in our witness. In our witness. To be a good witness demands that we be Spirit-filled. Otherwise, our words have a hollow ring to them, and they have no power to touch people's hearts. Once again, it's not you that's out there, you know, going to save them people, but it's you spreading the Word of God, sharing the Word of God with them. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto them both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. When you have that Holy Ghost inside of you and you start witnessing to somebody or testifying to somebody, they're going to feel that power. I say, man, there's something different about you. I don't know what it is. Can you explain something to me or whatever? You know, and it just continues going on. It's important for us to be Spirit-filled. Amen. Hallelujah. Another reason for us being Spirit-filled is an opportunity before God. These are dark days that we're agree to that. Yeah. This world is getting worse and worse and worse every single day. It's a great opportunity. This world needs to hear our message and our hope. We have a tremendous opportunity to share the gospel with this lost world. But to take advantage of this great privilege, we must be Spirit-filled. We must always live that Spirit-filled life. Amen. One of the requirements for being Spirit-filled is a conversion. You have to change your ways. You have to change your life. You have to repent. And God fills you with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and then you are converted. You are a different person. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. You are a completely different person. The next requirement is to have commitment. It's a big word. A lot of people, when they get married, nowadays, anyway, they take that word so lightly, you know, because when you're up here and you're getting married before all your friends and God, and you say I do, and they say I do, it's supposed to be until do you part. It's not taken so lightly. But people do. They don't know that word commitment. It is a commitment to the Lord. We have to tell God. We have to open up all of our doors of our life to our heart and to our home and to our marriage and our family and our job and our finances. We have to invite Him to come in and take control of everything, to yield ourselves to the Lord. We are to take a commitment to be full of the Holy Ghost, to live under His influence. The alcohol of the influence. Alcohol is something that we all know that we're not supposed to do that kind of stuff. Right? Because it hurts our body. But once a person does start drinking alcohol, it affects the way they talk, it affects their body language, it affects pretty much every aspect of their whole life at that moment. Right? Whenever we are spirit-filled and drunken under the influence of the Holy Ghost, it needs to affect our talk and our body language. It needs to affect every aspect of our life. It needs to affect our marriage. It needs to affect our children. Hallelujah. The Spirit, He will change your walk. He'll give you courage. He'll give you power. Give you that encouragement that you need. But you have to allow Him to do His work. It's important that we keep this Holy Ghost part of our daily lives. Be totally dependent upon God. Amen. The results of being full of the Holy Ghost, the results of being spirit-filled, not only will it save you, but it will change your relationships. It'll change your relationships, number one, towards God. It'll strengthen. Your relationship will be filled with praise and adoration. You will have a true spirit of worship. How many of you remember when you received the Holy Ghost? How many of you remember, you know, I was 7 years old, and me and my cousin Jared were right here speaking in tongues. I don't know if it was on a Sunday night or Wednesday night. It doesn't matter. Just we were filled with the Holy Ghost. I can remember that time. And I thank God that He has never left me. When you the Holy Ghost for the first time, He never left you. He was always there with you. Even though when you acted stupid, when I acted stupid, He was always there for us. He didn't let us down. He didn't back away. But our relationship towards God from that point forward should have changed. Some of you have forgotten how it feels to be Holy Ghost filled because you don't allow God to work in your life. Some of us, we haven't in years. Amen. I think it's important that we speak in tongues as much as possible. That we get that renewing. That we, you know, that fire is built up inside of us. We have to continuously keep that fire burning. Relationships will change towards other people. We'll start loving them a little more. We'll start forgiving them a little bit more. We'll start being servants to one another. We'll start submitting ourselves to our leaders and to our elders. Amen. Our relationships will change. Our reality will change. We'll start having the fruits of the Spirit displayed in our life. The love, the joy. How many of you love the peace that God brings to your life? Amen, amen, amen. In conclusion, sister, will you come? Can you honestly say that you are spirit-filled tonight? If you're not, I challenge you to come before the throne of God and give Him your whole life. Just turn everything over to Him. Turn everything over to Him. If you have received the Holy Ghost And it's been a while since you spoke in tongues or you know, until you allowed the Holy Ghost to really work in your life. I invite you to come tonight. I invite you to come to these altars tonight. Will you stand with me, please? Give Him the spiritual keys to your life. Let Him take control. I promise you it'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know that this was just a little Bible study tonight or whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. It wasn't very long. But I think it's important that we allow God to let His Holy Ghost, let His Spirit. You know, the same Spirit that works in us, I've said this before, is the same that was in Jesus when He walked on this earth. Because when He went away, He said, I will send My Spirit to you. So we got the same Spirit that Jesus Christ had in His life when He walked on this earth. So why should we be afraid? Why should we worry about things in life? We need to allow the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us to all paths of our lives. Amen. If you will, come tonight and let's just worship the Lord and let's rekindle that fire, that Holy Ghost fire in our life. Just allow God to do a work in somebody's life tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.